From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. After recommending a ban on devices that can make firearms more lethal and calling for stronger background checks on gun buyers, President Trump hosted a listening session Wednesday at the White House. Attending were students, parents, and teachers who've been victimized by mass shootings in America. Among those taking part in the session were students from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where a former student is alleged to have killed 17 people last Wednesday. More than 100 of the school students also rallied Wednesday at Florida's state capitol to call for gun control reforms. The American Christian evangelist Billy Graham, often viewed as the most influential preacher of the 20th century, died Wednesday. He conducted so-called Billy Graham Crusades on every continent except Antarctica. He preached in Soviet bloc nations before the fall of communism, and in the winter of 1994, he delivered sermons in China and North Korea, where he also met with those nations' political and religious leaders. Billy Graham was 99 years old. Ford Motor Company said on Wednesday that Raj Nair, its president for North America, was leaving the country immediately after an internal investigation found his behavior was, quote, inconsistent with the company's code of conduct. Ford did not give any details on what that behavior entailed. A company spokesman said the review was launched in the past few weeks after Ford received a report of inappropriate behavior. Nair's departure comes after several high-profile business leaders have quit or have been fired following accusations of sexual misconduct. This is VOA News. People in Syria's eastern Ghouta district said Wednesday they're, quote, waiting their turn to die amid one of the most intense bombardments of the war by pro-government forces on the besieged rebel-held enclave near Damascus. At least 38 people died on Wednesday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 310 people have been killed in the district since Sunday night, more than 1,500 injured. Israel's longtime leader is facing a deepening corruption investigation that is threatening his grip on power. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Opposition leaders like Tzipi Livni are calling on the Israeli leader to resign. She said Netanyahu is corrupt and is so preoccupied with trying to save his political life that he cannot effectively govern. But Netanyahu's right-wing coalition is standing behind him. Knesset member Yoav Kish of the ruling Likud party said unless there is an indictment, Netanyahu must be considered innocent until proven guilty. The final decision on an indictment rests with the attorney general and could take months. Netanyahu has been in office for 9 years, but the latest developments have prompted many analysts to conclude that his days in power are numbered. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Sub-Saharan Africa continues to appear at the bottom of Transparency International's annual index, with the violent, chaotic East African nation of Somalia maintaining its 12-year streak as the lowest-rated nation on the chart that tracks perceptions of corruption in 180 countries. And Human Rights Watch has accused Somali government authorities of abusing children who are allegedly associated with the militant group Al-Shabaab. Somalia's federal government has promised to transfer the children to the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund for rehabilitation, but a report released Wednesday found there's been no consistent response from national and regional authorities who have at times violated international human rights laws. The rights group said boys are illegally detained and sometimes prosecuted in military courts. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.